Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and it's always my pleasure and my delight to be with you. My co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated, and together we host this weekly broadcast. So welcome. If you're a first-time listener, we welcome you. If you're a long-time follower of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, we appreciate you so much. And please continue to listen. Our board is lighting up, and we know that we're getting so many people listening to the broadcast. We're so excited about it. We are already in the month of August. This year is moving quickly. And so we just want to thank you again for everyone who has been listening, participating, sending questions, texting us, and reaching out for our services. So thank you so much. Welcome to the show. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited. It's a beautiful Thursday evening in the city of Virginia Beach, Virginia. So I hope wherever you are, it is sunny and beautiful. Well, even if it's raining, it's still beautiful. And I thank you so much for tuning in to the broadcast. So tonight I have a couple of public service announcements that I have to make for the Hampton Roads area, and then some that are universal, so it doesn't matter where you live. So for Hampton Roads, on August the 25th, 2021, there is going to be a back-to-school book bag distribution at Booker G. Washington High School in the city of Norfolk. So if you live in the 757 area, no matter where you live, if you can get to Booker T. Washington High School, if you have children in grades K through 12 and they are in need of a book bag, you have to register. So go to ulhr.org/backpack, and you'll be able to register all of your children to get backpacks full of school supplies. So we are so excited to bring that announcement to you today. So my good friend and my partner in crime, Veronica McMillan, is here with me, and I want to say good evening to Veronica. Hi, Veronica.
Hello, Francine, and hello, listening audience. It seems like it's been so long ago since I've been on.
I know. I'm so glad that you were able to join us tonight. You know that life happens and things, we're on that fast-moving train. So we know that even if it slows down just a little bit, sometimes we have to just keep it rolling. So whatever we're doing, we know we're, fostering a sense of community anytime we can come here on this radio broadcast. And I'm always happy to have my partner in crime with me so that we can give you updates on things that are happening in the community, but also give you encouragement and empower you to be whatever it is that you want to be and set some goals for you and your family. So tonight, Veronica, I was just sharing about the book bag giveaway for those who are in the 757 area. So we just want to make sure that our little ones in K through 12 and are able to get what they need in the form of the book bag with the supplies inside, which is being sponsored by Walmart, so which is absolutely wonderful. And so, Veronica, I just want you to just jump right in there and share some of the things that you have coming up, because we know we have a pretty nice agenda for the rest of the year. So share some things, and, the floor is yours.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you, Francine, for being on. It seems like when you're not on, it seems like it's been years since you had conversations and all of that stuff. But basically, I think you just said it. We have this year from August. I just can't believe that we're 4 months away from Christmas.
Yes.
It's so crazy.
Four months
away from Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But basically, what's going on right now, the big thing this month, well, actually two things this month. One, we have the banquet for the nonprofits, which is going to happen August the 21st, where we're honoring 18 nonprofits in the area, just to showcase who they are, to let them know that, you know, we see them and we so appreciate their efforts in the community. And so we're excited about that. Of course, you and I will be hosting that. And then, of course, this month we're also launching the Kids Law Academy, which really basically is we're bringing the Youth Advisory Board on this month. The program actually won't launch until September. And with the way that this variant is going, we may have to switch to a online format for a little bit because, again, we want to keep the kids safe and all of that stuff. And so we're looking at that. But the launch of the Kids Youth Academy, the Kids Law Academy, will be launching this month with our board members, and I'm super excited. I think we have five or six board members. We'll be reaching out to their parents to let them know that we want to have that board meeting, you know, toward the end of the month. And then, of course, we're planning for some other events that we got going on. But for this month here, and that's where I have to stay, I have to tell myself, this is where you are. Don't get so far ahead of yourself where you're running and doing 1,001 things. I was out today just picking up some more items that will go into the gift bags and things that the honorees will be receiving on that day. So I'm super excited. So that's what's happening in the month of August, and so that's where I'll stay at for right now, Francine.
Okay, great. And I'm super-duper excited about the event, looking forward to it. These businesses, nonprofits who have been working so diligently, small nonprofits who a lot of times don't get recognized, but we wanted to do something for them to let them know, as Veronica said, we see them, we appreciate them, and we know how hard it is to get up and running and to keep it going once you get started. So kudos to those 18 organizations, and we'll probably be doing something similar to this next year and hopefully bigger and better. And so there's other things in the works, but I'm keeping my lips tight on those things and just want to share a real some of the things that I'm doing this month for the month of August. And always, because I am in the financial service industry, I am working on a pilot program with the city of Norfolk to offer one-on-one coaching for the residents who are in that low to moderate income bracket, who thinks that everybody has forgotten about them. They are being transitioned out of their home, and some of them live in the area where they are governed by the Norfolk Redevelopment and Housing Authority. So those projects are being taken down. So these individuals are being forced to move, and it is a culture shock for them. They've lived there all of their lives. A lot of them, their parents lived there before them, and so now they're being thrown out into this big, bad world. And so we want to be able to let them see through the free program that we're offering that someone does care, that we, again, are looking. We have our eyes on them, and we just want to be a help to them. And by doing the financial one-on-one piece, we also are going to be offering some resume skills, helping them with the resume, helping them with the cover letter, helping them to find out what their gifts and talents are, and even encouraging them to go back to school if they're changing careers. Now, we know, Veronica, there are a lot of jobs out there right now, but a lot of people don't have the skill set to fit the jobs. So there are jobs available, but if you need to go back to school, perfect time to go back to school. because you can do it online now for the most part. And so we just want the audience to be thinking about that, thinking about some of the things that you can do to fill these positions. Every single day I'm getting emails about jobs that no one has been able to fill.
Mm-hmm.
Places, businesses mm-hmm. are closing down early because they don't have staff. Restaurants can't stay open longer hours, so they're probably going to go out of business if folks don't go back to work. We know that once the unemployment runs out, looks like it's still going to be set for September, then everybody who's getting unemployment now is probably more than likely going to be cut off completely, and then they're going to be fighting, scrambling to get jobs. Why not be proactive and go get a job now?
Yeah,
I'm not understanding. And one other thing I wanted to mm-hmm. share with the audience, Veronica, is if you live in Virginia Beach, VBRelief.org still has money for individuals who have been affected by the pandemic, whether it's you're a part-time worker or you're still working and you just can't meet your bills because you got behind a few months ago, you just can't catch up. Please, people, please apply. I've been getting wonderful feedback this week. Some people aren't sharing it with me. I have to call them and ask them, but I don't mind calling because if you call me and say you need help and I give you the resources, I expect you to let me know what has happened. So this week, one lady told me that she's getting her rent paid for 2 months and another couple getting their rent paid for 3 months. The money's there.
Mm-hmm.
They have to use the money.
Yeah.
So please don't be so proud that you will not fill out an application. And I do not want to hear that you don't feel like filling out the paperwork. Well, you don't feel like getting put out either. So when you get put out,
right.
there's nothing that we can do to help you. You have to be in your residence. You have to have a landlord or a mortgage
mm-hmm.
lender in order for you to receive
mm-hmm.
these funds. The other great thing, and then I'm going to shut up, is that they are paying utility bills. They are paying for your child's daycare. They are paying for your medical, your prescriptions. Please fill out the paperwork. Please fill out the paperwork. That's what, I don't understand, Veronica.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah, I think sometimes we wait till the last minute until the house is
mm-hmm.
really on fire, and
mm-hmm.
we're not being proactive about the things that we need to do, because that's really about. I know sometimes things just catch you off guard, and
mm-hmm.
you're not really ready for or prepared for what's happening, but you know that you've been in this. In your home, and your rent has been behind, and it's continuing to get behind. You got to get on it in terms of, making sure. I always tell my sons when I talk to them, making sure your four walls are secure, because when this money is gone, what are you going to do? You cannot just wait for the house to burn down before you get proactive. And unfortunately, I think that's what a lot of people are doing. This pandemic, Francine, and I know. We wanted to move on, but this pandemic has caused so many different things to happen at the same time. We have this
mm-hmm.
influx of money, but then there's a bit of bureaucracy behind that too. Money is being stuck in places and it's not
mm-hmm.
getting out. And then we have people on the other side of it. You got to really be an advocate for yourself and do the things that you got to do, but it all
mm-hmm.
also requires planning. You can't just let these couple of months, you got to look at the rest of this year. What
mm-hmm.
you going to do for rent, for the next 2 months, and the holidays are coming, and
mm-hmm.
the pandemic is kind of, I'm sure some more restrictions are going to come down, and with the vaccines
right.
and all that stuff. We've said it from all year long how important strategic planning is, and that is strategic
mm-hmm.
planning in your personal life as well, and so that you don't get caught up. It's, I don't know, Francine. It's crazy to me that so much stuff is in the air right now, but yet there's so much hesitancy, and there's so much people just, I guess, taking this stuff for granted as if.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of the unemployment stuff is drying up and all that stuff, that there's so many jobs out here, but people are not really applying for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a confusing thing to me. So anyhow,
yeah.
that's enough of my soapbox too. So
so yeah, and I think because this is front and center for us, we have to talk about it and just not say, well, okay, they just people are just going to be people and they're going to do what they want to do. We mm-hmm. have to be, I think sometimes, Veronica, that voice of reasoning just to say, mm-hmm. do what it is you need to do. When you call me and you ask me for help and ask Veronica for help, when we give you the pieces of the puzzle to make it all whole, you it's your responsibility to do it. We can't do it for you. You have to
yeah.
do it. If we could, we probably would, but we can't, and so we won't. So, you know, you mm-hmm. you have to be accountable for your own well-being. And when we're talking
yeah.
about, you know, financial wellness or your business or anything that has to do with what's important to you, we see so many people that are just sitting there and just waiting. I don't know what they're
mm-hmm.
waiting for. But to me, all I see is devastation in that wait. Because if you
yeah.
take one step and you move, then you know that something's going to happen because you're moving. And if you believe in the Lord and Savior that I believe in, you take one step, God's going to take two. He's going to open a door for you. And it seems like, yes,
mm-hmm.
it's hard sometimes to figure things out, but that's why we have this program. That's why we come every Wednesday and on the live broadcast on 1350 a.m. and then on Thursday to give you information, to give you tips, to say, hey, call us. We'll work with you. But you have to have skin in the game too, you know. So I just don't know what else to say about that. So I'm going to leave that alone because we could go on for the next 15 minutes about why people don't do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just don't want to do that. And so I want to change the script just a little bit. And just to talk about, I know you just talked about the things that are going on in August. And so I know your life, like mine, has been fast moving. And so for someone who's out there right now listening, Veronica, and they're kind of still on the fence about whether they want to start a nonprofit or whether they want to start a business, when is the best time to start your business or to start your nonprofit?
You know what? We were having this conversation. There really isn't a perfect time. I understand
mm-hmm.
that you have to, you're trying to get some things in order, but you have to, if the dream or the passion or the calling or a desire that you want to get started, I think you have to get started to get started.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that there really is no, all the things are going to line up. You're going to have all of the things that you need, all the people. You have to kind of get going. And as things are changing, you want to be able to fit in some of that change because sometimes you have the answer that everybody's been looking for. You've been sitting on it because you're waiting for that perfect moment. But there's never really a perfect moment in business. Every entrepreneur will tell you they started that stuff, they were scared, they didn't know where to get
mm-hmm.
things from, they didn't know who to connect with, the resources. But as they went, you know, things sort of kind of fell in place. And if it is for you, there is going to be provisions for you being made. You just got to go on to get started. And that doesn't mean that you know everything about it, but at least you're saying, hey, I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to do this. I'm going to talk to that person. I'm going to go and get my
mm-hmm.
business license, EIN,
mm-hmm.
and whatever it is that I need to do. Talk
mm-hmm.
to the banker about what I need to open my business bank account up. You know what I mean? What
yes.
book do I need to read or whatever that I need to do. I think we just, you literally have to get started. I was in a meeting today that meeting entailed was about the early childhood bill was getting ready to change again. It is for home daycare providers or providers who are receiving subsidies from the government. It is moving out of the hands of the Department of Social Services to the hands of the Department of Education. So now you have these providers who are going to have to switch over and meet these benchmarks and criteria that they didn't have before. And it's crazy
mm-hmm.
that, you know, we're launching an early childhood sort of kind of training program with another organization in the month of September. But
mm-hmm.
you just got to be able to say, hey, I want to do this, scared or not, I'm going to
mm-hmm.
go do that. And then understand that you're going to make mistakes. It's not like you're going to just walk this plank and not fall down. You're going to fall down. So you might as well just know that you're going to get some bruises and scrapes and mistakes. That's just the way that it is. So I think that to answer your question, Francine, I think you just got to get started.
Yes, absolutely. And looking back on when I first started my first business, I think in some ways and forms and fashions, I've always been a business owner. But when I really was trying to really figure things out in the late 80s, early 90s, and there was no one to talk to that looked like me.
Mm-hmm.
It was all men, and they did not understand or even want to understand that a African-American woman, and at the time, I don't think they even called us African-American, a black woman, thought she could run a business. And regardless of what they told me, I believed in myself. So I'm going to say to anyone who's listening, if you want to start your business and you believe in yourself and you just get started, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen if you do fall down and you get the boo-boos, put a Band-Aid on it. They even got the clear stuff now, so nobody knows you even got a Band-Aid on. You know, so, but just get started. Have a name for your business. You know, write some things down. And I said this to my client yesterday, get out of your head. Put it on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Start making that plan. Because we talk about setting goals and having visions. The first thing about doing anything, you have to visualize it. And in order for you to visualize it, you have to have a thought in your head about what it is you want it to do. And so once you visualize it and you saw yourself doing it, that was your goal right then. That said, go do it. It didn't say keep on thinking about it and changing the vision. That was your goal. And a lot of times we procrastinate because we're not sure. We don't have that confidence. And I, just like Veronica, say do it. Start now. If you're working and you want to start it part-time, excellent, because you know, Veronica, if you're trying to get funds, and you don't have a job, you're not going to get any. So let's just be real.
Right.
So start it while you're still working so that you have seed money to get your organization started, whether it's a small business or a nonprofit. And so just really ask the questions. You can Google anything you want to know. You don't even have to talk to me or Veronica. Just go Google it. You know. But then when you get to the parts where you don't understand and you need to talk to somebody, we are here to help you. And so, Veronica, on that note, I want you to give your information. So if somebody is wanting to start a nonprofit or just start a business and they want to reach out to you, how can they do that?
Yeah, and now not just nonprofits, but those who want to start, you know, a home daycare business. That's one of the things that we're looking into, because that was my history for about 13 years working in the early childhood field. So if you want to connect with me,
I think we lost your volume. Can you hear me, Veronica?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, so if you would like to get in touch with Veronica, her telephone number, I'm not going to give you her phone number. I'm going to give you her info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. Or you can go to
Francine. Oh, boy.
Okay, so Veronica, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Okay, I don't know either. But y'all know, we tell y'all all the time, just hang on, we'll be right back. That was our station identification break.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. We are live. This is live. These are the things that happen. But we just keep it moving. So, Veronica, go ahead and give them your information.
Yeah, before it happens again. So, again, it's 757-572-0974 if you need to call me. I think, Francine, you did give the email information at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. to contact me by email. Only serious inquiries only. Please, 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 Thursday, ma'am. So that's how you get in contact with us.
Yes, and for me it's 757-567-6734. I prefer a text, but please put your name on the text, and I will surely text you back and set up an appointment. Or you can go to issuesconcerningwomen.org or email at icwdirector@gmail.com. And so, Veronica, we got about 4 minutes, so we just want to just end on a high note since we had our station identification break. So is there anything else you want to say to our audience tonight? I know you mentioned about the daycare, and so if you want to just elaborate on that for a few minutes.
Yeah, I in the meeting I found out about that I knew there were some changes going on, but I did not know that was moving from the Department of Social Services hands to the Department of Education now, and they have like a 3-year strategic plan to make sure everybody is making that transition. But there is a lot of changes that's coming to those providers who provide child care, whether it be home child care or, you know, center-based child care. If you're receiving governmental subsidies, such as, you know, you're getting the food program for your kids or what have you, or they're paying you for kids being in your program, you're going to have to fall under that category. So it's really interesting that we're jumping in at this time, Francine. So
wow.
Yeah, it's really, really, really interesting to see what's going on. So that's what's going on in that neck of the woods.
Okay, great, great, great. And so I don't know if you know, but are there any changes to, like, the foster care program? Do you know? If not, that's fine. I just was thinking about that as you were talking.
Yeah, I'm not sure because, you know, one of the things that we want to do is provide the training for those who want to start their early childhood businesses. And so it's just interesting what's going on. So, yeah.
Okay, great. And so it's great to be in on the forefront, as they say, you know, just to get all the information, and then you'll be able to share that. And I'm pretty sure workshops are going to be in the works and all kind of training because people need to know this, especially the legal side of it. You know, what does that mean for you and your taxes and tax returns and how you file and all of that and how you get reimbursed for things. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, because I see some stuff coming down the pike that you're going to want to really know and get, you know, get on that page with Veronica and just have her and the other organizations that we're working with to make sure that you have everything that you need. So, one, that you don't get into legal trouble, and two, that you're following the directions of the education department so that your business won't get closed down. So, Veronica, we've come to the end of another great show. I thank you so much, my sister, for hanging out with me this evening. So if anyone wants more information about anything that you heard tonight, please contact us. Veronica, give them your information one more time, and then we're going to end it for tonight.
Okay, so you can contact me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. Or you can just connect with me via phone, 757-572-0974.
And for me, it is 757-567-6734. Please text, leave your name. Please, serious inquiries only, as Veronica has so eloquently stated. And my email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. We will be back next Thursday for another episode of Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
I've been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and co-host Veronica McMillan. We'll be back next Thursday for a more informative and engaging conversation. Take care now. God bless. Bye-bye.